In rural South Africa, roaming cattle and other animals on the road are more than just an inconvenience. They are a deadly hazard. One young South African from the Northwest Province decided to tackle the problem head on. He is Memphis Morobodi Kautsani, and he developed Moonshine Reflective Spray, a product designed to make livestock more visible at night. And he joins us now in the BizNews studio to tell us about his business. I'm Memphis. Welcome to BizNews. Well, to start us off, tell us a bit about yourself and what solution you have to the danger of roaming cattle in South Africa.
Okay, my name is Memphis Morobodi Kautsani. I am from South Africa in a small rural area called Taung. I'm the founder and innovator of Moonshine Reflective Spray. So Moonshine is basically a reflective paint in form of a spray, and it's designed to make stray animal visible at night. Our main objective is to reduce or at least avoid accidents that are caused by stray animals, especially at night.
So is that a major problem in your area?
It's a huge challenge. At least 39% of accidents, especially in rural areas, are caused by stray animals. You know, you find that a lot of stray animals are freely roaming around the streets, especially at night, which is a huge inconvenience for a motorist.
So how does your product help to prevent these tragedies?
Our product is cost-effective and extremely easy to use. What you basically need to do is that you need to shake the spray thoroughly before usage. You need to spray it on both sides of the fur of the animal and at the back so that the motorist will be able to spot the animal from all different angles. So basically what's going to happen is that the driver will be able to spot the animal 200 meters away when the headlights are on to avoid collision. The product is non-toxic and harmless towards the animal fur. We have worked with an SABS-approved laboratory to ensure that the paint is non-toxic and harmless towards the animal spray. And the best part about the spray is that it will cling onto the animal fur for up to a maximum of five months, which gives value for money.
And what feedback did you have from farmers or communities have used your spray? Are there stories that stand out?
Currently, we have collaborated with the Road Accident Fund. So basically what happened is that they purchased the product in bulks and sponsor a village of their choice in all 9 provinces. So basically what has happened is that we have received excellent feedback, especially from villagers and individuals who own livestock, especially commercial farmers and backyard farmers, because unfortunately their livestock do not have any fencing around it. So we've definitely received great feedback. So basically currently what we require a capital injection so that we can be able to sponsor more villages, especially around South Africa.
Memphis, can we look at your business? Apart from the capital that you said you need now, how has Moonshine been selling so far?
We've been selling a lot of cans currently, you know. So basically what has happened is that due to the fact that we want to own our own production value chain, where we'll be able to do our own production as well as labeling of the product. So unfortunately, currently, you know, there's high demand for the product. So we require at least 2 machineries or 3 machineries so that we'll be able to meet the demand.
So essentially, you want to scale up your business?
That is correct, yes.
Do you think it could be adapted for wildlife, which is also a problem? So it's not uncommon to hear about people being struck by a kudu late at night.
No, definitely, definitely. One of the industries that we're looking into is game reserves. You know, as you mentioned, wildlife animals are a huge problem. So we're definitely looking into that. We have had meetings with a few of game reserves, as well as cyclists, you know, because some of them cycle at night. So we also want to produce a reflective spray for cyclists as well as wildlife animals.
So where would cyclists spray it?
No, definitely on the gear, you know, cycling gear, because the best part about the reflective paint, you know, for cyclists, that it's washable.
So, Memphis, what has been the hardest part of turning your idea into a business?
Definitely a huge challenge will definitely be lack of information, lack of infrastructure, as well as lack of capital injection. You know, as I mentioned, that I stay in a very remote area, you know, so it's definitely a challenge with regards to infrastructure, as well as information, accessing information, so that you'll be able to produce your prototype, or rather your product.
So looking ahead, where do you see Moonshine in the future?
Currently, we've had talks with neighboring countries such as Botswana, Namibia, Swaziland. We've also looking to export our product overseas. So in the long run, I would definitely like to see my product in neighboring countries as well as selling the product overseas.
Can you tell us a bit about your background? What did you do before developing your reflective spray?
I was working in the corporate world. You know, I was working for one of the banks in South Africa. Unfortunately, I won't be able to mention the name of the bank. So basically, I have the financial background, but I studied fashion design, and currently I'm studying project management.
Oh, that's very interesting. So if there are business people or investors listening, what kind of help do you need right now?
As I mentioned, the priority currently is capital injection, so that I can be able to scale the product. You know, as I mentioned, that I would definitely like to see the product in all 9 provinces, where it will be able to eliminate the challenges that we've been referring to, which is stray animals that are causing a lot of fatalities, especially in South Africa. And I would also, as I mentioned, like to see the product in our neighboring countries, where they also experience similar challenges with regards to accidents that are caused by stray animals.
Memphis Kotsani, thank you so much for speaking to BizNews.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me to your show. I truly appreciate it. Indeed, a privilege and honor.